A cooperative grocery store would be where the owners get together, the owners being the members, the people who buy into it, and they decide what is purchased. They decide where it's purchased and by whom. The profits for the store don't go off to some mega corporate something. The profits would come back into the store. The benefits would go to the members. There's different ways that the co-ops function. So to say how this one would be, I don't know, because I just put a word out on Facebook, is anybody interested? And the decisions for how exactly this co-op would be run would be determined at a later time once you get the people together, once you start the dialogue, and once you get the members, and once you get the people involved. Then the decisions are made of who gets what and how it's done. And the benefit goes to the community. You know, my understanding is that for every dollar you spend locally, it generates itself seven times. So it's worth $7 every dollar you spend in a local space. If you give it to a mega corporation, it goes out of the community. It's gone. The idea here is that it's a positive thing for our community.
And so we were talking a little bit earlier about a grocery cooperative in Champaign. Describe what that is for people who might not know, just because it does give you kind of an idea of what the potential is here for Springfield.
Yeah, Common Ground Grocery Store started out 30 years ago. If anybody's ever went to school in Champaign or hung out in Champaign, I'm sure you're probably familiar with it. It was a little bitty store co-op in the basement of a church next to campus. I'd been there numerous times. It was not very big. A few years back, they decided to kick it up a little bit. They did the footwork necessary, and they collected. And they ended up opening a grocery store a couple years ago. They opened up a larger store in the Lincoln Square. This last March, they had a second grand reopening, and they had doubled or over-doubled in size, where they have a deli, and they have a salad bar, and they have a huge assortment. I mean, beautiful assortment of local produce and all the other wonderful things you find in a grocery store, but they're not the mega corporate grocery stores. They're the same things, but they're from people who you can see their phone number on the label and call them if you have a problem. You know, they're from people. They're from the families. I would encourage anyone, if you want to see what a co-op grocery store looks like, go to Champaign. It's well worth the road trip, and you'll be amazed at the things you find there. It's on so many levels because, obviously, food issues have been coming up. They've been a big issue in the media with the genetic modifications and this and that. And, yes, the store would have a say on what they buy. They would have a say on who they purchase it from. If they don't want GMOs, then you don't buy GMOs.
You're listening to WUIS, and I'm speaking with Amy Bishop, who will be hosting a meeting tomorrow about the possibility of a grocery store that would be cooperative, or a co-op grocery store. Amy, tell us a little bit about your background and what makes you interested in this idea in the first place.
My background. I'm kind of an eclectic human being. Food has always been a fascination with me. I've always been one that is very interested in what weeds do what and what's healing, what you can eat, what you can't eat, what it'll do. That's kind of a little background about me, even as a child. I've always been very interested in healthy food. My son's father is a farmer, and so I've got a background of being involved in an organic farm, kind of starting it for organic. He's been a farmer for years and years, and when we got together, it was a traditional row crop, but he leaned very heavily towards no inputs and not giving his animals any hormones and all that. And with, you know, my leanings, it was kind of a no-brainer to say, yes, make it organic. Let's do this. And that's pretty much the way it is gone about.
And so what exactly would be required to get this idea off the ground? I know, obviously, there would have to be the members would buy in, so to speak. You had said, you know, they would have a say in what's purchased and whatnot. There would be some sort of membership dues, I take it.
Yeah, and I've been doing my homework on it. But again, you can only do so much homework when you're one person and there's other people not there to make the decision. So what will be required to get it off the ground? They say that if you can get 500 people to pledge. Now, a pledge is not an ownership. A pledge is just kind of a promise. It's, yes, I'm interested. I'm seriously interested. And if you can get that out of a community, then you can kind of have the green light to say, yes, this is viable. And from that point, you can incorporate. There's a lot of steps that'll have to happen, like any business, in order for it to actually come to fruition. know the doors can't open in a year. I mean, even if some mega giant came into town and wanted to put a store there, they have to do their research. They have to, you know, make every all go through all the red tape and the paperwork and everything, just like anybody else. And at this point, it's just a meeting going to happen on Thursday. So where can it go from here? It can go anywhere. But I don't know exactly how until you get the people together and you start really talking. Because if you have enough member loans, for instance, so you get enough members and you get enough people. Once you have enough pledges, you get enough members. You send out bills for pledges. You bring in the monies. And then you also need other monies because obviously, you know, even a few hundred thousand is not enough to open a big store. There is the option of getting member loans. So the members that have little deeper pockets, they would be willing to loan to the store at a reasonable interest rate, but something that may be a little better interest rate than we might get from going to the bank, but they'd still be investing and be getting a certain rate of return. And if you got enough member loans and enough members, there's the potential for just doing what you let's do this. If you don't and you have to go through the city, then you may have more red tape yet. There are other hoops they want you to jump through. So yeah, there's a lot of variables to getting something like this going, but they're all doable.
The meeting you're hosting is tomorrow night at 6 at the Vinegar Hill Mall and Donnie's Homespun Restaurant. Tell us a little bit about who you're hoping would show up to this meeting about the grocery cooperative or the potential for one.
I'm hoping everybody shows up to it. The more people show up to it, the more it shows what an interest there is. As far as specific people, I mean, like I said, originally I just put out a message hoping for half a dozen people who would be seriously committed. But it's blossomed from just a simple Facebook message. And I'm hoping that enough people show up that when we fill out the cards of information of are you willing to volunteer, at what level will you volunteer, are you willing to say yes, I'll pledge, I want to become a member owner, I hope the people that would end up being kind of the spearhead committee will show. And there's a lot of those people. You hope for people with different backgrounds to be that spearhead because you need different perspectives. What's really needed are people with a dedication and a serious willingness to volunteer their time for an indefinite period of time. I mean, it could take years. It could take a few years. It could take many years for this to happen. I'm hoping to see Springfield show up. I think Springfield's ripe for this, and it's exciting.